Call the Senate Labor Committee to order. We have two items on the agenda. One is Senate Bill 962, and then an overview from OSHA. We'll start with the bill and call Mr. Fletcher. Are you to be joined by anybody or coming on your own? All right.
What a vast audience to perform before today, huh?
You know, Mr. Chairman, everybody east of the Mississippi River has the day off.
Yes. Except for us, we're hard at work.
That's what happens when you're geographically on the other side. Irv Fletcher, Oregon AFL-CIO, to the bill. 962. Very short bill. All Americans ought to be in favor of this. In short, would create an appropriate memorial or commemoration workers injured or killed on the job. That's something that originated with us here. They're doing it now, or have plans to do it in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Illinois. The committee administrator has provided me with an amendment, which would be acceptable to us. Now, naming the appropriate advisory committee that would advise the director, if the bill passed, on what the appropriate commemoration or memorial would be. So I have a very short written statement for your record. You have it. One thing, just let me add. I know it would be asking a great deal if to try to move this bill to the governor by April 28th. That's when we will commemorate and do commemorate countrywide Workers' Memorial Day, April 28th, every year, and would hope the governor's indicated she'll sign a proclamation on the Friday before. I think April 28th this year falls on a Sunday, doesn't it? But maybe we can move with all due haste. I think it's a very non-controversial bill. Hopefully ought to pass. One of those few bills, maybe this session, it may be at least, that originates with our name on it. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
At least one house.
Questions of the witness?
Yeah.
Senator Kentucky.
Okay. What do you envision here? A statue-type memorial or a living memorial? Or
well, that... I don't have anything particular in mind. My wife always accuses me of being too traditional. I shouldn't think in terms of busts or sculptures of that. I ought to expand my horizon, she says, and think of scholarships. The forestry industry says, how about a grove of trees? I guess whatever probably would be the majority of the committee and the director of DIF, if that be the wish of the legislature, would approve. But the more I thought about the scholarship for somebody who is, what, hygienist or epidemiologist, Jack, or whatever, professionals that work in the field, that would probably even be more appropriate. So I have to learn to expand my horizons in the latter part of the fifth decade of my life.
I see there is an amendment to the bill, a -1, which calls for the director to consult with the Safe Employment Education and Training Advisory Committee and determine the appropriate memorial commemoration. Can you tell us about Safe Employment Education Training Advisory Committee and who that is?
Is that appointed by the director? The director of insurance and finance?
Yes. 3-3 or 4-4?
I think so. One of the prime requirements, if you're an older male, is to be bald-headed. That's why Frederick and I both serve.
Okay, it's 3 management, 3 labor?
Yeah.
And so they would be consulting with the director on how this would go. Okay? Now.
And currently, they're the ones who advise on the grant.
On the grant
money that's spent from penalty and interest. Yeah.
And they are in existence, of course.
Yes.
We're not creating anything.
Next, how much is, from staff, how much is in the grant fund under, what is it?
Penalty and interest.
Where is the grant fund? 654086?
That's the penalty.
That's the penalty? Then where's okay, how much is in that goes to grant? How much is in the fund and how much goes to grant?
Associate DIF director. Oh, no, that's, excuse me, I mean. Oh, good.
You can answer the
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jack Pompey, Administrator of Oregon OSHA within the Department of Insurance and Finance. Mr. Chairman, approximately $400,000 of penalty money per biennium is allotted to our grant program.
How much has been allocated? How much of that has been carried forward?
Mr. Chairman, I would say approximately $330,000 has been given out since our last session.
Okay, so you've got an ending balance for this session, for this biennium of around $70,000? Inside the expenditure limitation?
Approximately that is correct, give or take a few.
So some small amount dedicated to this would not have an undue impact on the grant program or otherwise prevent some grant from being funded otherwise?
It doesn't come out of the grant program.
Where does it come
from? Itself. It comes from civil penalties. And that's a broader pot of dollars.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there may be a
I'm confused.
The grant program, Mr. Chairman, is specifically for training and education in the field of occupational health and safety, given to business interest groups, labor groups, joint labor management. I think what the bill addresses is that on a one-time allotment to fund a program, and that's where Senator Kintai's statement comes in. Do you want to do this annually, or is this a one-time? I'm a little miss.
Let me briefly state that I think this probably has a referral to Ways and Means.
How could we
possibly appropriate money without their beneficent approval?
Watch us do it.
I got another bill.
You said you wanted expeditious treatment.
Yes.
Fletcher,
we're
doing our best to accommodate you. If you want your bill to go to Ways and Means, we can get it there.
No. Okay. If we can...
Mr. Pompey, we've got this money then, I'm sorry for confusing everybody, from civil penalties paid in the Insurance and Finance Fund under 654086. How much is that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we take in approximately $2.5 to $3 million a year in civil penalties. It goes into the general worker comp assessment reserve fund.
Okay, and the assessment reserve fund. So it's really a conduit. We're simply talking about appropriating money out of that income stream as it goes by.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, that is the situation. But I think you need a clarification on Senator Kintai in the discussion. Is this an annual affair, or is it going to be a one-time shot? And I think that has to be discussed by this committee.
Let me ask the sponsor of the measure to respond to that question.
Maybe I should clarify what I was
saying.
Sure. Yeah. All right. I was saying, suggesting one possibility as a scholarship fund, and that could be both a beginning and then be added to and keep the principal there and just use the interest each year for a scholarship.
Well, that's a matter of fact. You were thinking the same as the director of DIF. Gary Weeks mentioned the other day that he would find that eminently manageable, but I hate to make the decision for the Safe Employment Committee, which is going to do the recommendation. I'd be persuaded by what you think that we can accomplish here without going to Ways and Means.
Well, we're going to direct whether it's a biennial appropriation, because it says established for the biennium beginning July 1, 1991, as the maximum limit for payment expenses from the Insurance and Care Act provisions, Section 2 of this Act. The question is whether that, as it's read, means the one-time appropriation. You'd have to come back and have this appropriation, this pot filled up again. Establish the pot, and then you'd have to fill it up again. The more conservative thing to do would be to put a fill in the blank on line 8 and send the bill out and leave to posterity the question of whether it's going to be continued in each biennium with additional appropriations from this income stream. Is that what we're thinking about? or does the committee wish to go?
We cannot obligate future commitment, can we? We can't say each year do this.
Mm-hmm. Unless we want to say there is continuously appropriated from this particular line, this particular income source, there's nothing to prevent us from doing that, and then letting next legislature decide that they no longer want to have the continuous appropriation. Because this is not general fund monies, but rather civil penalties assessed by the department, and it has an expenditure limitation established by the Ways and Means Committee for that purpose. And this would simply be continuously appropriating from within it. So if the members wanted to say $100,000 on line 8, we could further amend the bill to say per biennium, where there is continuously appropriated for each biennium no more than $100,000 for this purpose from that fund.
That would suffice. In fact, you're talking about using the interest off it.
Right.
And then hate to have a flag like that go to the House over there, and they think that's $100,000 just for a memorial. I'd rather see the exact amount of a scholarship in there. You know, if but that's obligating the Safe Employment Committee in deciding what they want for the appropriate memorial.
How much do you want to put in that line, Mr. Fletcher? How much for line 8?
We get a quorum of the committee here.
Do I hear 25,000?
That's half of the vote right there. Diane? You don't have a recommendation there.
Well, while they're dickering, can I ask a question?
Yeah, do it.
For a clarification, anyway. So what you're talking about doing here is taking money, and maybe I misunderstood, so I'm just trying to clarify something. Taking money from a fund that otherwise would go to pay claims of injured workers to honor them? No? What is that money used for?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bachman, we have an assessment fund in the Department of Insurance and Finance. The assessment is currently at 4.5%. Self-insured employers pay into this. And all the insurance carriers that write work comp pay into this to run the administration of worker compensation and the Oregon OSHA division. This fund has come down from approximately 16% during the years of the Callahan Center and your rehabilitation. This money stays to run the administration of worker comp and Oregon OSHA. It has nothing to do with funds, you know, paid in worker comp. Now, the money accrued from the OSHA penalties also goes into this, and this is what keeps the assessment, you know, at the 4.5%. 2 years ago, Senator Bachman, this committee allowed us to start a grant program and just have $400,000 appropriated. If we didn't spend it, it still stays in there. And Mr. Frederick and Mr. Fletcher testified, and the bill went through to start this education and training. So this would be another involvement in that system, and it would not impact that fund in any way or the assessment. Does that clarify your question,
yes,
Senator?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
So we'd be simply drawing down on the assessment fund available for the administration of the Workers' Compensation Division and or OSHA. All right, what's your caucus say?
After a brief caucus, at least the management side of the committee recommended, and we would concur, $25,000.
All right, then the chair would recommend we just put $25,000 in the blank on line 8. So as we would then deal with the bill, section the we would have a new sub 2, the director shall consult with the State Employment Education Training Advisory Council, determine the appropriate memorial commemoration for workers, so that the question of whether this would be to provide a stipend or something else as a partial scholarship for somebody, children of injured or workers killed on the job or some other appropriate memorial, that would be up to the committee to establish, or if they wanted to take the whole 25 and get a bronze
statue of Gompers or something like that.
Well, no, I was thinking of firefighters dragging a bruised and bloody body out of an exploded chemical plant or something, and bas relief with Mr. Pompey writing citation to the owner, that they could do that. But we would hope that it would be a living memorial. And that,
yes, probably that's the new thinking.
It would work in perpetuity.
That's the new thinking.
All right. Right.
Something more practical.
All right. Any other questions of these witnesses?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your consideration.
All right. If not, then we'll go into work session on the bill, and the chair would recommend that we adopt the Dash 2 amendment. Is there, I mean, the Dash 1 amendment. Dash 1 amendment. And which would include inserting $25,000 in the blank on line 8. Is there objection to the amendment? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair would then move that Senate Bill 962 be reported to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Discussion? Oh, I'm sorry. It goes to judiciary. That's why it's not going to be.
Civil penalty, you know.
Senator Brockman's not pleased.
No.
Well, you got deputized for the last one, but you're going to. Oh, no, that's right. No, that's right. And my motion, I'm sorry, the chair moves that we send Senate Bill 962 with amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation and request rescind subsequent referral to judiciary. And I might add that I've already signed the letter to the president asking that this happen, and they understand that it was probably an error to have routed this to judiciary by virtue of the fact it said civil penalty but didn't change.
Civil
that understood by our judiciary members?
Civil penalties are already in place.
That's correct. It makes no changes. So, that's my motion. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We'll go to the floor and move on its way. You get that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have somebody file that at the desk.
April 28th.
Oh, we have to get it.
Oh, okay. Got to go to a new amendment. All right, now.
I'll put in that note by April 28th. That seems to have some significance.
Well, I think we'll get there. That's yeah. Right. Okay, so much for that. We now have asked for an overview for the committee on the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and Mr. Pompey has been kind enough to join us and to visit with us about that subject and ask him to return. And I believe we have an exhibit to discuss some of the in your name file.
That's correct.
All right.
From Mr.
Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Jack Pompey, administrator of Oregon OSHA. In the Department of Insurance and Finance, I submitted to you an overview of the hiring of 73 positions that came about in the Worker Comp Reform Act of last year. the only section that we are really a deficiency in right now is about halfway down our investigating system of criminal investigation. And we are in the process of interviewing legal people at this time to fill those positions. They should be filled shortly. We have filled 67 out of the 73 positions. Oregon OSHA, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I sent all of you a packet with a little note on what OSHA is doing and where we're going, and it's a very positive factor in the state, combining compliance, consultation, training, grants. Probably when the 1990 incident rates come out, the NCCI will probably lower the work comp pure premiums again. I would like to take a guess that after 1990, Oregon will not be 6th or 8th in worker compensation. I feel they'll be down around 20th. In our country, and this is with still good benefits to injured workers. The prevention is working. The new people that we've hired are very professional. We have 5 ergonomists on staff now. Workplace design, we're doing a very good job. And I still have the scenario where I do lose people to industry and have to replenish our professional staff. We just lost a person to the AGC to assist them in their Occupational Health and Safety Committee and crane operator rules. So, but we have a bevy of applicants, industrial hygienists, safety people that want to come to work for us, and I feel we're in a very good position. I would stop at this time and ask that if any of the committee has a question, I would be more than happy to answer it.
Senator Kintai.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. See, you've got out here a laboratory, chemists and lab technicians. Do you maintain your own laboratory? And
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kintai, I'm glad you brought that that question up, and I can beg the mercy of this committee on our updates. We have a very good lab in Portland up on the 10th floor of the State Office Tower. We have a certified industrial hygiene lab where Maria Janko runs it. We have the chemists. They do our analyses, you know, when we do industrial hygiene sampling for both compliance and consultation. The problem is we are being run out of that lab, that building, and we're, Dan Simmers is trying in the best he can to find space somewhere to transfer our laboratory, and I see some downtime, and I would much prefer to have our lab back up and running than to contract out to the Utah laboratories and Natlasco in Chicago to send samples. But we do have a very fine lab, Senator Kintai, up in Portland.
I guess what I was thinking was something like this. I was thinking maybe you'd use the health department lab or state police or somebody else or both. Why do you have your own?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kintai, we have our own lab because most involvement with industrial hygiene sampling has to do with a very stringent legal system of involvement with OSHA citations. We have to follow a legal system of an informal, formal appeals court, Supreme Court, should both sides differ on a citation and penalty. Therefore, our laboratory involvement has to do with constant evaluation and utilization of the equipment and to tweak it to make sure it's balanced. And the health department, the agriculture department do not have labs that do this kind of work. And therefore, most states, large states, have their own industrial hygiene laboratories.
By tweak, I assume you mean calibrate?
Calibrate.
Okay. You're talking about...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're talking about gas, spectrum chromatography, and the rest of the kind of the things you're doing with air samples and exposure.
That is
toxic,
correct, Mr.
Soil,
Chairman.
Et cetera, so forth.
Our only deficiency right now is electron microscope, and someday I would like to come back and procure an electron microscope, an electron microscopist, so that we could do some better work. And
why don't you ask for that when you
suitable memorial?
Ask why don't you ask somebody to ask for that in this session, as because it's funded out of the assessment trust, and certainly something that might be valuable to your lab. I'm sure that we don't have to wait till the next time.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I
know you weren't trying to circumvent the budget, which has already been
Mr. Chairman, I've had, since I've been here, I have had sort of a 5-6 year plan, and it's going pretty much on schedule. The resource center is the big development that I would like this year, this 800 number with information to employers. And, you know, we're a state of about 85% small employer, and they have no access to codes and what chemicals do, and people aren't going to come from Lapine and Burns over the mountains. So I think it's more appropriate right now to have a resource center where they can call and get access to all this at no cost from us. And then in the future, hopefully I'll be here to come back in two and maybe ask for an electron microscope. But we, by the way, we also need the lab space.
Are you scheduled to be, Senator Hill?
Mr. Chairman, I was going to suggest, we have the health department lab. I think following up on Senator Kintai's
thought. We have OHSU, which has massive lab capabilities, plus CROWIT up on the Hill, which is financed with assessment money. We have probably DEQ labs in the Portland area. And I'd like to see why we can't make a consolidated lab work for each of those agencies, or at least see if we can locate OSHA's lab capabilities up on Pill Hill, adjacent to CROWIT, or as part of CROWIT. Why can't we do that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Hill,
when you're talking about an electron microscope, you're talking about $150,000
to $250,000. Mr. Chairman, Senator Hill, the problem is I told Senator Kintyre, we're under a lot of legal parameters.
I understand
that. And I don't want to get in a fight with Pill Hill on getting an analysis out in time to meet a deadline on a case. And I get kind of...
I don't think that's what the Senator is suggesting. Because the question I was going to ask before I called on him is that you're going out of the old state office building and the big switch you... switch around to the new building, which is taking place in the coming biennium. Are you telling us that your lab will not be located in the new building?
It will, Mr. Chairman.
It will be located in the new building. Yeah. That space has already been identified and dedicated to that purpose. Yeah. Is that correct?
Sure, Mr. Chairman.
Well, that's the question, I guess.
But
Senator Hill was.
I want to also discuss that with Senator Hill that it's also dedicated funds. I have federal funds coming in that cannot be utilized for any other. I can't work in concert with DEQ. I can't work with the health department. The federal government would not look.
Are the funds conditioned upon having a separate physical facility that does nothing else but occupational health and safety lab work?
Mr. Chairman, that's all we do.
Is that what the federal funds are conditioned on?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
Well, I think the thing to do would be, Senator Hill, maybe you or I should ask the fiscal analyst for the workers' comp and OSHA budgets to examine the possibility of if that lab, if there's, you know, if in fact there would be a potential to co-locate some things that would allow them to have access to all of the equipment of others and the use of staff and expertise limit allowed by laws governing the funds, we ought to ask the fiscal analyst to at least take a look at that. What do you think?
I think that's fine. I think we can't do anything this biennium.
No.
But I think that going for the hotshot equipment, which would be very nice to have, I recognize that, doesn't seem to be real practical for multiple locations. It might be practical for a lab that was
for
purpose.
Or not to hold a hearing.
But Mr. Chairman, Senator Hill, when I beginning my tenure, I had a very frank letter from the federal government, and I had to back off the health department and other divisions from utilization of our equipment, even our industrial hygiene equipment. That's not appropriate utilization of equipment. And I want to emphasize the point that we're in very fine straits with Department of Labor, federal government, and I don't want to get into a contest about fund discrepancies.
All right.
So, but we can visit that at a further.
Right. Well, we'll take a look at it and see what we get. The chair is extremely depressed at the goose eggs, the string of goose eggs on the investigative section there. You know, I worked rather diligently and was particularly interested in the verbiage that did succeed in 1197 and others that directed us towards this area. Have any of those slots ever been filled, or those are virgin slots yet to be filled?
Mr. Chairman, you mean on the investigated criminal?
Criminal investigator and legal assistant.
Mr. Chairman, at the beginning of my statement, we're in the throes of interviewing approximately 15 lawyers, and I think my deputy and my business manager has it down to 5, which I will interview. We're in the the conceptual stage of hiring these people within the next few weeks.
So those slots have never been filled.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
And of all the slots that you have and all of the categories that came out of the package for expansion in the last session, those are the ones that those are the last to be filled.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Have you seen Senate Bill 1037, which you might want to write that one down. We're going to be holding a hearing on that when?
April 5th, the week from today.
A week from today, April 5. You might want to take a look at that. What's the timeline for filling those?
Mr. Chairman, within the month.
Within the month. Excellent. Well, we may not fast-track 1037 quite as fast as the bill we put out today, but we would hope that those two things would come together. That's the one on criminal penalties for willful and deliberate violation leading to serious injury and death, which we talked about in this committee before. It's back. And we're going to be holding a hearing on that a week from today. You might, if you by chance hire somebody in the...